welcome to the Mind, Soul and Spirit podcast, where we talk all about concepts of the self, soul purpose, finding meaning and all things spirituality. Here you will find episodes filled with the deep and meaningful and free from the small talk. I'm your host Marnie, and I thank you for joining me on whatever stage of your healing journey you are at. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode. I'm going to quickly talk about the April energy here and touch on a few things that came through when I was writing up my latest blog post about the April energy, in particular the concept of the higher self. And I also want to talk a little bit about how I work with spirit, because all healers and psychic mediums and spiritual healing practitioners, they all work a little bit differently. So I wanted to just talk about how I personally receive messages from spirit and which of the clairsenses I tend to use the most. So in terms of April, this month is very much about needing to connect with your higher self and your intuition to support you in moving through some changes that are coming this month. And if the changes aren't coming this month, then like if it's not coming in its entirety this month, then this month is very much about the planning and the preparing and the deciding stages, the cocoon stages of what's going to continue to unfold as the year goes on and as the year progresses. But April is very pivotal. Within the entire year, this month is a very pivotal month. It's a real turning point for a lot of people. And these changes that are coming are both involved in your inner world and also your outer world. So in terms of the inner world, this might look like releasing of anxiety or increased self-confidence, whereas the outer world might look like changing jobs, moving home, leaving relationships. So the inner meaning, the changes that are happening within you, and then the outer meaning, physical changes that are happening around you or outside of yourself. So you might be someone that experiences only inner changes, you might only experience the outer changes, or you might find that you are experiencing a combination of both. I'm sure a lot of you have been experiencing some inner changes or have already experienced some inner changes this year, because I feel from spirit that collectively a lot of anxiety has been lifted. And for whatever reason, I don't really know the ins and outs of it. I don't know if it's to do with the planets or what, but spirit are saying that collectively as a whole, a lot of light workers, a lot of spiritual people, a lot of sensitive to energy, the people, they are noticing a really big inner shift or have experienced an inner shift this year so far. And I personally have felt a massive shift. And I was talking to someone the other day and I just said to them, I feel like that this change, it's like I'm no longer fearing everything, because the energy of the collective was very much full of fear and anxiety, and there's been a huge energetic weight lifted in that aspect. So if you have noticed that shift, and that's really exciting for you because it means that you've lifted out of this lower vibrational timeline, and so maybe you've been really open to healing, or you've really been feeling all the feelings, and this has really helped you to move into something a little bit lighter and into a nicer, a higher vibrational timeline. Now, one idea of the April energy that spirit brought through, which I mentioned before, was about connecting to your higher selves. And it's about connecting to your higher self to help guide you in making positive changes and choices to do with your path this month. And it's funny because I channeled through a meditation visualization and some journal prompts, and I created a resource many months ago, and I haven't really felt like I needed to share it until now. And so that's available on my website. But when I was setting up my spirit support classes, which I'm running next week, if you want to join us, there's a few spots left, but spirit randomly brought through that I needed to do the higher self process with the students that joined the spirit support class, which was never my original plan. Like I'd never even thought to do that, but I was like, yeah, okay, I'll add it in. Then when I channeled through the April energy, I was like, ah, that's why you want me to do the higher self process in my classes, because this month we need to connect with a higher self now more than ever. And it's mainly because the changes that are coming are big in terms of we are hitting turning points on our current timeline if we haven't already. And by tuning into our higher self, we can really bring ourselves into alignment with these higher timeline or your highest timelines for where you're at this point in your life. So I want to just explain what is meant by the higher self, like what is that? And our higher self takes on a mirror image form of our current persona. Persona meaning our current reincarnation as a soul. And our higher self is an all-knowing consciousness that holds all the wisdom on our current reincarnation. So let's say that at the end of our current reincarnation, we have learned all the lessons that we came here to learn. We were successful in achieving what we originally set out to achieve within this reincarnation. And if we were to do that, we would end our lives holding the same knowledge and wisdom that our higher self holds. The higher self holds all of the possibilities and can see all of the timeline options that we have available to us, and it guides us through our intuition to help us to reach the best versions of ourselves possible. So your higher self is connected to this lifetime only. When you reincarnate into a new life or in your past lives, you would be working with a different form of your higher self based on that reincarnation. As in, whatever persona you hold, your higher self will mimic the highest persona of that appearance and of your energy. I hope that makes sense. And the image that spirit showed me is that you need to imagine that your higher self is sitting up in the higher realms, in the spiritual plane, and they're holding one end of those tin can string phones, is what they show me. And you're down here on earth holding the other end. They're up there holding one end. And your intuition is what connects you to your higher self. So when you receive intuitive feelings or are knowing whether something is right or wrong for you, it is essentially your higher self feeding that information down to you through that string that's got the two cans, that string phone. And when we connect to our higher selves and work with that connection, it makes it easy for us to follow our intuition and deepen the trust that we have in making positive choices to help us reach our life purpose or achieve life goals and basically just move through life and through any challenges that we face throughout the life or to move through any life lessons that we are learning. So being that this is an important month for making big changes and releasing what's no longer in alignment, there is no better time than now to get connected to your higher self and essentially pick up your end of the tin can phone. And once you've established this connection and you trust that you have this connection to lean on when making life choices, it can make life a lot easier. So because you have that faith and you have trust that your intuition and higher self are going to guide you down the right path, when you are faced with turning points or when you're faced with crossroads, you can make a really good intuitive decision. Another thing that spirit added was that your higher self tracks all of your choices, decisions, thoughts, feelings for this lifetime. And they just wanted to add that the soul is different in that your soul collects the information of all of your past, current, and future lifetimes and the possibilities within them. So the soul is a much larger energy or is a larger scale. It's a lot deeper, a lot more complex, and your higher self is like just a fragment or just a section of your soul and the information that your soul holds. So I hope that makes sense. And so there are meditations you can do to connect with your higher self, whether you decide to check out the one that I've channeled through with my spirit team or whether you want to look on YouTube and find one that you like. There's lots of different resources out there. So find something that you're drawn to and give it a go. And now is definitely a good time to get connected, especially because your higher self is that version of yourself that you're aiming to be. That's what we're striving for. So it makes sense to go to that energetic source to find some answers to help you move through your current reality as it is and how it's showing up in your life. The higher self can help you to move out of confusion and into clarity, and that is what the April energy is all about. So that's just a bit on the April energy that I wanted to share with you. And then I really wanted to share a little bit about how I work with spirit, which I could probably split into a range of episodes, but I'm just going to give you a little bit of a rundown now. Because I'm just feeling called to do that. So I use a range of clair senses that support me in connecting with spirit. And whether that's for getting my own guidance throughout my healing sessions with clients or for when I'm doing reading, basically whenever I'm tapping into my spiritual work or tapping into the spiritual realm. And the main gifts that I use, you may have already heard of them, you can look them up, but the main gifts I use are clairaudience, which is clear hearing, claircognizance, which is clear knowing, and clairvoyance, which is clear seeing. I also use clairsentience, which is physical feeling, clairempathy, which is feeling emotions, and clairsalience, which is clear smelling. However, I don't use clairsentience, clairempathy, or clairalience as often as I use the others with my clients. Actually, I use clairempathy a lot, but I probably use clairempathy all day, every day. Whereas when I'm working with my clients, my main ones I use are clairaudience, claircognizance, and clairvoyance. Or I say use, but they're the main forms of which I get messages through. They're the main channels anyway. But it all really depends on the client. It also depends on if I'm connecting with someone specific in spirit, like say a past loved one comes through, or whether I'm just connecting to my spirit team or my client's spirit team. It all depends on a range of different factors. And I set the intention and call in the spirit support teams of myself and also my clients before I see a client, so that when I'm working with them, I will just say spirit as a collective. I don't necessarily need to know exactly who the messages are coming from. Whereas if I have a past loved one come through, then I'll describe them to the client because that's important for that message to come through. However, I don't always have past loved ones come through. It's very much up to spirit as to who comes through. I don't have control over who decides to come forward to deliver messages. There are times where, say, a client comes in and they might talk about someone who's passed, like maybe their dad's passed, and they start talking about them and all of a sudden he comes through. So I've had that happen before, but it's not very often where they'll just come in unannounced, if that makes sense. But where I'm at in my journey, I do find it easier to do readings distantly over Messenger, for example, or like over email, because my clairaudience is probably my strongest channel. So I find it easier to hear and write the information down as opposed to hearing the information, speaking the information, listening to the client's response. And then whilst the client is replying, I'm trying to listen to them reply, but then at the same time, I'm also getting more messages from spirit for the client. So I just find it a lot easier to be able to sit in my space and write it all down and send it off to the client. And then we can have that discussion afterwards about the messages that come through. But that's just for where I'm at right now. So, you know, because what will happen is if I'm sitting and bringing through messages, I might find that I have to cut the client off, which I don't like to do. But sometimes I have to cut them off so that I don't miss bringing through other messages that are coming through. So it can be quite technical at times. And I find that every reading I've done, every client I've worked with, the experience has been quite different. So yeah, it's been a real learning experience. And I mean, each day is a learning experience, really. One thing about my spirit crew or spirit is that they can be very direct in that how I would normally talk to someone is not how I talk during a reading. Like, I can be quite soft and laid back when I'm having a conversation with a friend, but when I'm doing a reading, then spirit are very much on a mission in that they have a window to deliver these messages and they're just trying to get the messages through as clear, as quick, as direct as they possibly can. And so sometimes I feel like I have to go, oh, sorry, that was really direct. But it's just how spirit bring through the messages. So I just have to relay it how it comes through. So even like at the moment, I'm doing one guidance questions on my Instagram story. Every now and again, I am going to give my followers the opportunity to ask a question and I'll just bring through a little passage of guidance that comes through. And even sometimes I'm typing that out and I think, oh, I hope the client doesn't get upset with the tone that it comes through, because it's not a case of spirit being rude or like telling you what to do or anything like that. It's just that the message comes through and this is what the situation is and this is the message, and you've just got to get the information out. So yeah, that's one thing that I found a little bit challenging, in that when bringing through messages, it can be really direct, it can come through really quickly. So then I feel like I also have to talk really quickly just to get the message out. And one thing about working with spirit is that they teach you how to read their energy and they teach you how to use these gifts, in that they are kind of like your boss, which makes it very difficult to learn how to use these skills, because it's not like you've got a person standing in front of you and they're telling you this happens and that happens. It's very interesting how I've had to learn how spirit works. So for example, with my clairvoyance, I see maternal on the right side of my vision and I see paternal on the left side of my vision. So if I need to bring through a message and it comes out on the right hand side, I'll know that the message has either come from someone who's passed on their mother line, or the message is about their mum or about their mum's mum. And then vice versa, for if it comes on the left-hand side, then I know that it's either dad's dad or dad's mum, or it's got something to do with granddad or whatever. It's very technical in terms of the quirks of how the clairvoyance works for me. And I say to people that I really feel like a detective, in that I might see something and I just have to explain it how I see it the best that I can, so that the client can work out what it's connected to, or so that when something happens in the client's future or whatever they've got going on, they can recognize it from the message that I've given. But majority of the time, I don't understand the message because it's not for me, it's for someone else. So I just have to try and explain it the best that I can and hope that they can understand what spirit is trying to say. But then on the other hand, with my clairaudience, I might hear quite clearly words or phrases that I need to bring through for the client. So for example, I did a reading once and spirit were bringing through about children and about babies for this lady. But they kept saying to me, vasectomy, vasectomy, vasectomy. And I'm like, that is really strange. Why are they telling me this? They're saying to me, vasectomy. And she explained that her partner had just had a vasectomy, but she was feeling like she'd never be fully done with having kids. So then there was more of a conversation about that and about how she was feeling about that situation. And we could bring healing and bring some confirmation to that situation. So there are times where I get the message very directly and other times where I might have to describe what I see. And again, I'm finding that it really depends on the client and their energy and what spirit trusts that they'll be able to recognize or understand to make the connections that they need to. In terms of claircognizance, I find this the hardest to describe to people because this is the clear knowing, and it's very hard to explain because I don't know how I know it. I just know it. And I actually describe it more as a feeling, like an energetic feeling as opposed to a physical feeling. It's that I might feel into the situation or feel into the energy of the client, and I might say something like, I feel that this situation is such and such. So that one I use quite often. And so if, for example, you're reading my Instagram stories of the one guidance and I've said something like, I feel, it's basically, that's my claircognizance. That is spirit just giving me the information that I need to feel into that situation to then bring through the messages for whoever's asked that question. My clairempathy was probably where all of this started, in that I was very, very sensitive to picking up on how other people were feeling. I was good at feeling energy within a room, but very much just being able to look at someone or read their tone of voice, and I'd be able to know how they were feeling in that moment. And it would very often lead to me saying, are you okay? I feel like you might be stressed, or I feel like something's on your mind, or what's going on. But it also helps to be able to understand how they're feeling without them having to say anything. And then I'm able to approach the conversation or the situation with the right actions and the right words so that it will be received well within whatever situation or space that that person's in right now. So I use that very much in my day-to-day life. And this is something that I've had since I was a little girl, and I have found it difficult in that I can feel other people's sadness, grief, pain, loneliness, and I'll end up feeling what they don't want to or what they might be suppressing. Like if I hug someone who is emotional or sad and say this person, they're not allowing themselves to properly move through that, then I might essentially take that emotion from them, and then I would cry or I would feel that sadness and grief for them. And, you know, I would be able to feel what they're not allowing themselves to properly feel. They will feel that the emotion is there, but they might be ignoring it or pushing it away because it hurts too much. And so then I can kind of move through that for them. And as time's gone on, I've got very good at separating myself from that. And it's not very often now that I'll cry because I can feel someone else's emotion. It's more of a wave and then it goes. Unless it's particularly heavy, then I might need to move through that emotion for them, which might mean I do cry, I do shed some tears, but then I'm all good again. But I could share a million different examples I've faced with this with my clairempathy, but I think I probably have to save that and do another episode just on empathy, because it's quite a big spiritual concept to unpack. And I know that there's a lot of people out there who consider themselves an empath, and there's lots of things you can do to support your own energy while still being able to feel what other people feel. So I think I'll do another episode on that. Clairalience is one of the gifts that I have that I love the most, and I love it because I get the clear smelling for when people who are close to me who have passed want to connect with me. So, for example, I smell my great nana's perfume when she's around me. I can smell chocolate for someone else I have in spirit who works with me on my journey. And it's quite specific. And so far, I've only noticed that for when I'm needing to connect with them because I haven't connected with them for a while, or for when they have a message for me, or I need to sit down and journal that out, or I need to meditate on the guidance that they have for me. But I love it the most because the clairalience I get for people who I have loved in this lifetime. So it just is good confirmation that they're with me spiritually, and it just makes that missing them a little bit less painful, I suppose. So it's kind of their way of saying, hey, I have some guidance for you. I want to help you with this situation. And it starts with their scent, or the scent that I connect with them. The only side effect that I don't love about my clairalliance is that I've become very sensitive to physical smells. So in the physical realm, other people's perfume can sometimes make me feel really sick or give me a headache, or like the car smelling hangers in the car that can make me car sick. It's just been a little side effect that I've noticed from discovering this gift. But one thing I do find funny about it is that I'll be at home or I'll be with a friend and I'll be like, can you smell that? And they're like, no, I can't smell anything. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's obviously spirit, or, you know, there's obviously someone around that's trying to connect to me. So yeah, that's a really cool one. But yeah, that's had a few side effects that have been a little bit unpleasant. Then in terms of my clairsentience, that is physical feeling. It's something that I experience from time to time. I don't get it all the time. I don't get it as much as the other channels that I use. But the main time that I get clairsentience is if I'm sitting with a client and say I start to get a headache. That tells me that the client is experiencing headaches, so that when we do our healing session or whatever, I can focus on that area of their body or their aura, or I can ask them about it. Same with like backaches or knee aches. I might be doing a Reiki and I feel the ache, and then I can talk to the client about it and just say, hey, like, are you feeling this pain here? What's this about? This is what I'm getting. Does it resonate? And then we can talk about whether it does and what it might be connected to. It's also like, I had a client the other day and she was experiencing like this pins and needles, like a tingling down one of her arms, and I could feel it. So it's kind of in that aspect that I get that the most. There has been times where I've done a exercise, and I can't remember of what the name, psychometry, thank you. So psychometry, which is an exercise where you have a photo of someone who's passed over, and you can connect with the photo and pick up on the energy or pick up on their spirit. And I did this exercise once, and when I was at a spiritual retreat, and my heart was beating out of my chest. Like my heart began to race. I actually felt a bit scared when I felt this, because I was like, oh my gosh, my heart's going to jump out of my chest or something. Anyway, and it turns out that the man in the photo had passed from a heart attack. So another way that the clairsentience can come through. I do get it from time to time, but it's more in the sense that I pick up on aches and pains that my clients are feeling, so that I can then work with them on that at an energetic level. And yeah, I think I'm going to wrap it up there for now, because I've got some other jobs I need to head off and do today. But yeah, it's quite involved in terms of how I work with spirit, and one episode is probably not long enough to really get into it, but I guess that has hopefully given you just a little bit of an idea of how I work. It's been a really big learning experience and a long process to develop my clairsenses to a stage where I feel comfortable to be able to explain it to others, but spirit has really pushed me to do this episode today, so I'm just going to trust that. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this little chat, and I'll be back soon with more on other spiritual topics. Bye.